I believe.
Hallelujah. Believe that with all your heart today. Lord, you're everything. I believe you. I believe your word. And without faith, brother, sister, I'm learning, it's just totally impossible to please God. And I just got done reading here. Open your Bibles here with me. We'll go to 1 Thessalonians 4. When Solomon dedicated the temple, continuously said, Lord, when your people look towards this place, he said, forgive. Forgive them. He said, Lord, when they seek you with all their heart and they recognize that they've done wrong, Lord, forgive. He didn't even talk about answering prayer yet, because we all know until you can believe that you're forgiven, you'll never ask anything of God.
Right.
Because you've got a guilty conscience. That's why we thank God in this day. We've been given a bleach. Amen. We've been given a blood. And we've been given a revelation that before there was a world, you were already forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And all that's moving on you is the repentance that God knew you'd have since the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Such a quick road right back to fellowship with God if we'll believe it.
Yes.
Not just say it, not just think it, but in our hearts believe, Lord, your blood was for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm forgiven today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I like to preach today, Christ's coming by our going. Let me say that again. Christ's coming by our going.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads together.
Jesus.
Can you get past the veil today? The veil of this building, the veil of this flesh behind the pulpit, the veil of your flesh standing there, and say, Lord, you promised wherever two or three would gather, you'd be here with us. And Lord, I come seeking you in the promise that you've given. You have a need you'd like to lift up with a raised hand, say, Lord, you know what's behind this, and you're faithful. Amen. Let's pray with all our hearts now. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering the saints of God together. Thank you for the grace that's come in our lives. It's given us even a desire to seek you, Lord. You said just for hungering and thirsting after righteousness, we're already blessed. But Lord, you also promised you shall be filled. The woman at the well came looking for a drink, but Jesus said, if you'll drink of this water, which was the Spirit, you'll never thirst again. Lord, we come expecting that, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is our need today, Lord. It's what gives us life. It's what gives us power. Lord, and I pray that each Christian here will just get a fresh experience from the Holy Ghost, a fresh outpouring in their soul, just to give them joy and peace again with you, Father. We pray for those who don't have the Spirit. May today be the day where they get it, Lord, and they know that it's over, sealed away into the kingdom of God. We thank you so much, Lord, for the gathering of the saints. We thank you so much for a word that's true, that's never failed, and that you continuously keep bringing to us, Lord. Even we resist, even us unworthy creatures, we turn our sides away. But Lord, you never leave us. You never forsake us, and there's always a way back. Thank you so much, Lord, for making the way for us. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time today, to believe every word that you've given to us, to punctuate with an amen from our hearts, Lord, as we hear it, Lord. May it come, speak to us, Lord, but God, let our hearts receive the word you give us today. Heal the sick, save the lost, and fill the empty in this service right here as we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated today. Praise God. Praise God. It's good to be a Christian. It's good to know Christ in the power of His resurrection and also in the fellowship of His suffering. That's right. We've got to learn to take all the Word, brother, sister. We've got to learn to make the Word our absolute. Hallelujah. Well, some of you think it's the absolute. I don't know about... We all loosened up this morning. You all got an extra hour of sleep, didn't we?
Amen.
Amen. We all start church at noon at the latest church in the message. Hallelujah. She'll be feeling pretty good right now. I know I do. I sure appreciate I appreciate this time of year. I sure hate the spring. I'll tell you that right now. When we push 40 an hour, that's about the worst week of my life. I'll tell you what, I never seem to get caught up. And they don't mind doing it on Sunday. They're just trying to get you to miss church, aren't they? Hallelujah. We've read this scripture probably 100 times. I think everyone in here has read this scripture time and time again. Why? Because it's the main word that we have in the Bible that directly speaks of what we call the rapture. We understand that the Bible doesn't actually use the word rapture, as we would say. It uses a Greek word, I believe it's like raptura or something like that. That it means caught away. It means caught up. Hallelujah. And we're all, as Christians, looking for the coming of the Lord. Nominal Christians are looking for the coming of the Lord. And by the grace of God, they will see the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. The Bible says that, let me just read it. It's Revelations 1:7. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. That's right. Atheism is a temporal condition, brother, sister. Did you hear me? Everyone will see Jesus, and the Muslim religion is temporal. The Buddhist religion is temporal. There's only one that's going to last. That's the kingdom that came, that Daniel saw from the headstone, that came and crashed this kingdom of the earth, and it set up a holy mountain that'll never be changed, never be removed. Hallelujah. And everybody's got a vision of Jesus coming. I feel like I've already caught you off guard or something. We're looking for the coming of the Lord, but brother, sister, we're not looking for what the world gets to see, because we are not of this world. We are not of them that pierced him. We are his bride.
Amen.
A different class of people. Say, is God partial? Well, he loves his children. He tried to love the devil's children, but the devil's children didn't want him. They like their daddy more than God. That's right. And that's why they did his works. That's why they loved him. And we always think that Judas was some snarling, devious creature in the corner. No, sir, brother, sister. He had the suit on. He preached just like Jesus. He watched. He followed. He mimicked until it came time to get the Holy Ghost. Then all of a sudden there was excuses. Can't do it. It's too hard. Until the times got tough where you're the only one who stands for truth anymore, even amongst your friends. I've had to stand up to friends in the message saying, I'm not doing that. That's right. Oh, we're not going to church tonight. We got to go home and watch Super Bowl. Sorry, I'm going. That's right. People think that stuff's okay. Brother, sister, there's a reason. Look, I forget how much it is now. I think it's like $4 million to get a 30-second commercial in the Super Bowl. You know why? Because they know it works. They know that little 30 seconds influences people.
Right.
Oh, and we can watch the things of the world. Don't bother me.
Oh my.
I can watch violent things. Everybody thinks that, don't they? They do in the world. They still do. I've met, again, Christian friends that think you can watch violence and participate in violence on video games, something, it ain't going to affect you. Brother, sister, everything is supported by a spirit somewhere. Amen. And if it ain't of God and you know it's not a God, it's not a God.
Right.
It's the devil. That's right. There ain't no more time for gray. It's time to go black, to get black over there and run into the light. Let us walk in the light as he is in the light. Then we know that the blood washes us of all of our sins. Amen. So we've read this scripture many times. The world will get to see Jesus. Yes, they will. But let me read you where it's at. It's Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even unto the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven. That's us. And you better be bowing now or you ain't going to be in heaven there. That's right. And things in earth and even things under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. When you're in the nominal church, brother, sister, when you read this without revelation, you only see two comings of the Lord. It took a prophet of God to go into the Word and find out. No, between that first coming, when Christ came and redeemed the earth, between that millennial reign that He'll come, in between there was the rapture of the church.
Amen.
There's three comings of the Lord. One, to redeem His bride.
Right.
Hallelujah. One, to take her off the earth. And the third time to come rule with her on the earth. Glory to God. You might think that's message doctrine ain't in the Bible. We're just doing it. That's all right. Daniel chapter 7, I believe it is. If you'll turn there real quick.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to 7:9. This is just something I kind of read this morning as I turned in my Bible. So just going with inspiration, if that's all right. Amen. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool, and his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels are burning fire. And a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And brother, sister, if all you believe is nominal, all you see, look, listen to me, is God maybe was made flesh, maybe it was a different person, but either way, here's Jesus, the Son of Man, and he's given a kingdom by the Father. Hallelujah. And he's going to come and wipe out all the kingdoms of the world. That's right. He's going to come and he's just going to wipe it out, and everybody just sits back and waits and hope that you're on the side that ain't getting killed. That's how most people believe that. But if you'll read the next few verses, you'll see what the truth of this really is. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto the one that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So here we go, brother, sister. The Bible will give us the answer. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the thing. So you're not allowed to get your own. It's already written in the Bible. Amen. Like the prophet said, if the Bible's got a question, it's got an answer also. Amen. These great beasts which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom. Yes. Hallelujah. So maybe that Son of Man doctrine that everybody thinks is a bunch of nonsense is laying right here in the Bible. When the Son of Man came and took the throne, it was because it was in the saints. The saints would take the throne. Hallelujah. And that might bore the snot out of you, but I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Glory to God. When he came to take the kingdom, I was in him. Amen. And the saints came all girded with swords and armor and took the kingdom from the devil. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth. I want to skip ahead here a little bit. Talks about Rome, and we understand these things. He was the fourth great beast that rose again out of water and things. The same till the ancient days. Let's just go to 21. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came. And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Hallelujah. And it's got the fourth kingdom and thanks, speaking great thanks. I'm trying to not take too long. 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Brother, sister, you blind to death? That's what's going on. We got a government that's trying to change time and laws and sense to nonsense and nonsense to sense. And that it don't matter if you're fat, don't say you're fat. You can be skinny. Don't matter if you're blonde, say I'm not blonde, I got black hair. And if I'm a man, that's all right. I'll just say I'm a woman. If I ain't got no athletic ability, you can't say that. I'm a great athlete. Brother, sister, it's delusions. Because after it's all done, something's true and something ain't. That's right. Either I got a brown vest on or I don't have a brown vest on. I can't interpret that. When you get to reality, interpretation falls away. That's how God interprets His Word. He brings it to pass. So you can look right at it and say, what's there to talk about any further? Here it is. Glory to God. Think the same times and laws. And they shall be given into His hands until a time. And at times, and a dividing of times, that's the 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it until the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey. Glory to God, brother, sister. This message isn't nonsense. It was laying in the Word all the time. You show me one person that's ever emphasized that besides the prophet of God. What does it mean to be the Son of Man? Didn't mean nothing to nobody. Then God gave the Word to a prophet and said, Luke 17:30 is one of the most important scriptures for this day. It's the revelation of the Son of Man. It shows who was that man standing there. Wasn't just a man, but he had a female attribute within him. And in this day, that female attribute recognizes who she is and that she's got dominion, she's got power, hallelujah, and she is the coming of the Lord to this generation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. People read things like the breach and they get all confused because they got a Trinitarian doctrine because they don't recognize it. There he is. When Jesus comes off the mercy seat, then mercy's over. Where is he? He's still on the mercy seat because he's in me.
Amen.
Our hearts is the mercy seat for this generation.
Amen.
Quit believing that lie of the devil. God, look in the seals. I was trying to preach this. I don't know about that. Whatever. Revelations 5, the seven seals were open. Most people think that's in Brother Branham's ministry. That's Revelations 10, brother, sister. The seals were open. And John was going to write. You'll catch in a minute here. I just need to get a little bit of my breath. That's all right. The seals broke open, isn't that right? And he saw a white horse all the way down. We understand these things. He saw the messengers to the Jews and everything. But then seven thunders uttered their voices. What was it? The revelation of what was really behind every one of those seals. And John was like, that's it. And he took his pen and went to write. What did the voice say?
Wait.
Seal up those things. Seal up those things. Hallelujah. So it wasn't a sealing that it wasn't accessible. The mercy seat was already put in the bride in the first age.
Amen.
It was already open to her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe Paul had the revelation because the revelation's Christ.
Yes.
He had it, but he didn't have the 2,000 years of history that we do to support what he knew was true.
Exactly.
He wasn't there to see the end time restoration, but he knew it would happen.
Right, amen.
He didn't know who Martin Luther was and John Wesley and St. Martin and all these details. John was about to write about it. But we can go read a history book and say that's exactly right.
Amen.
It wasn't a seal that God had. He already had opened it to the church. It was a seal because of tradition. Tradition had gotten away, but... Oh, what an important word. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the church will realize that what 1 Thessalonians says is that Christ only comes to the air.
Amen.
I need something to get me off the ground to meet him in the air. If you're waiting for him to come to earth, sure, you'll meet him. That's afterwards.
Amen.
I need something in me now. I need something in me now that'll get me raised up so I can catch him in the air. He doesn't come back to earth until it's over. He'll put both his feet down. He said, that's the time. Come on, now that you're getting all confused, that's Revelation 10. That's exactly right, brother, sister. But he'll physically put his feet, the resurrected Christ, with the bride, and it'll be the ashes of the wicked that we walk over the top of.
Amen.
His physical body will not come until the church is gone. Why? Because the body has to come back together. As we are literally a part of him.
Exactly.
Christ is coming, but to the bride it'll be going. It'll be us leaving. Then mercy's over.
Amen.
Why? He has no representative left on earth to extend mercy through.
Right. Amen.
Glory to God. So what's the problem? Everyone's looking for Jesus to come. Come on now. Everybody's looking for the end time. Everybody's seeing apocalypse. They could be the biggest atheist in the world and they're still saying, what are we going to do when zombies take over? Why? It's because they're doing what every man in every age without the Spirit of God does. Let me read you a few. The world was falling apart in 1963. Just like men is always praising God for what he did do and praising for what he will do and ignoring what he is doing. That's just the way of man. He's always done that. He thinks of what he has done, gives him thanks, believes he's going to do something out here, but forget he is doing it all the time right here. He always overlooks it. That's the devil's business for him to do it that way. Amen. Yes, sir. Listen to this, 1964, Shalom. And that's the gross darkness that's upon the churches and things today. To fail to see the light that's shining, see, there seems to be such a heavy press. We take some of the noted evangelists today. They are constantly screaming for a revival and working right against it, see? Not understanding without understanding. Jesus told the Pharisees the same thing. You can discern the signs of the time or the sky, and you can say it's going to rain or it's not going to rain. It's going to be good weather and bad weather. But the signs of the time, you cannot discern. And he said, you know what? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after signs, and they're only going to be given one. It's the sign, as Jesus said, of Jonas the prophet. And what do most people think that is? It's just one man coming back to life in the resurrection. And that was true. But look, this generation is still receiving the sign of Jonas. Then why isn't Jesus walking around the earth showing everybody, look, I'm alive. I'm alive, I'm here. In this physical, corporal body, that's exactly right. The Holy Spirit got into the church, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and it's still a witness that he lived. When he came back, it was for the disciples to receive the Holy Ghost. The Gospels protected the book of Acts, which was what God wanted to be in his children, and the witness of Christ still lives. It still lives today in the bride of Christ. And she didn't know that. But in the days of the voice of that seventh angel, the mystery of God is finished. Amen. It's over.
Hallelujah.
We don't need to constantly scream for revival. I am revival.
Amen.
What does revival mean? To bring back to life. I've got eternal life. That means I'm alive always.
Amen. Glory.
Glory to God. Looking for tomorrow. What are you talking about? I got so much joy today, I don't got time to worry about tomorrow. Because where I'm going, Brother Dan, there ain't no such thing as tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh, God. God help us to invest in that day.
Yes.
It's an eternal day.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's that eighth day. That's exactly what happened when they built the temple. They did like a 7-day, I believe, festival. It said on the eighth day, sent everyone home to their tents, and they were happy, having a good time. Glory to God. And here we are. You might be down in the dumps and able to see a brother, sister come back to the Word and recognize that we are in a day of greatest blessing the world ever seen. You ain't got to worry about being saved. You know it. You ain't got to worry about getting a victory. You have it. You ain't got to worry about this old decrepit body and this old decrepit life. You got one that the devil can't touch.
Praise God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. What am I trying to get the church to see? Is desperation is supposed to be in the bride until faith strikes you, brother, sister. Do you understand? If you don't have faith in the promise of God, you ought to be desperate trying to get it. But once you know, and it's time for the bride to settle into the Word and to let nothing move her.
Yes.
Nothing move.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus says this over and over and over again. You might not believe this, but listen. He said, Mark 13:33, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not what time or which time it is.
Right.
Mark 14:38, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak.
Amen.
See, it's about why. I got to fight the flesh off because I don't know what day he's coming, but I need to be ready.
Amen.
It's not ready as flirting around or strutting around trying to get everything put just the way it needs to be. It's I know I've got the blood on the door. I just need to stay in the house. I need to stay right in this Word. Watch and pray. Believe God. Rest in His promise. Brother, sister, that's the biggest problem we got. Nobody wants to rest in the promise. They want to fret about the problem.
Right.
Hallelujah. All they got time for, they use their voice to glorify the devil and only can whisper for God.
That's right.
Come on now. You start telling somebody what they've been going through. I'll tell you what, that devil, man, he's been getting me here and just keeping me from my prayer life and just so hard and blah, blah, blah. And we get church to say, thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. How come you're giving all that voice to the devil and give none of it to God?
Amen.
I think if you switch that up a little bit, you might see God move on the scene a little bit more. And I said might, I shouldn't have said might, he will. Because when you talk about him, he shows up. And when you get a revelation in your heart that he never leaves you or forsake you, it'll take all the complaint out of your voice. The only time you complain is when you get out of the will of God. The only time you complain is when you know you're trying to do it on your own. And all of a sudden that load got a lot heavier. Because the whole time you think you're holding up, Jesus is only letting you have about a feel of it. The second you say, I'm going to go do it on my own, all of a sudden you're forgetting to feel the weight of life. And you know what it'll do? It'll crush you to pieces.
Sure.
That's right. Yes, it will. Luke 21:36. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. What's he saying? Exactly what Daniel did. All the way back there, you'll be in the Son of Man. You'll be before him, and he's the one that crushed the kingdoms.
Right, amen.
Say, worthy. How am I going to be worthy? Get in the promise of God. It'll make you worthy. Stay there. Stay in the blood. Stay in the Holy Ghost. Stay with the token applied. Stay in the Word of God. Forget the things of the world. Forget the things of your flesh. It's all carnal. It's all falling apart all around you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just the time you like some athlete, he's going to get hurt. Just by the time you like some team, they're going to lose. Here goes all your dreams and all your heart invested in something that ain't worth nothing anyhow. But I'll tell you right now, brother, sister, you'll never have any bad investments in Christ. It returns 100-fold in this life and in the world to come, life eternal. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, Sister Shirley, I haven't tried to figure out how to heal this body myself because I don't know how to do it. But I know he does.
Amen.
And I ain't got money for it no more. I used to be able to go to the doctor. I don't know about that anymore. Hallelujah. Peter says the same thing all the way through. I'm just going to keep reading these, but 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. What's he saying? The same thing Jesus was telling him. Be sober minded. What does that mean? Have clear vision. Think on the promise before you. Think of the goal ahead. And God has given us a prophet to give us eagle vision to know what to look for. And it ain't this glamorous life everybody wants.
That's
right. It's a tough road. It's the one you walk by yourself. It's the one where you're Daniel. You're faithful and everybody knows it. You do your job and everybody knows it.
Right.
You're a faithful believer and everybody knows it. Yet at the same time, everybody's got a bone to pick with you.
Right.
We think Daniel had an easy life, brother, sister. No, he didn't. He's constantly making enemies. You want to know why? Because of he was faithful.
Right.
Because he did his job. And because some freeloafer wanted his job instead. Come on now. That stuff gets in churches too, brother, sister.
Sure.
Oh, complain about the deacon all day long, but if they ask, I don't got time, brother. It's just too hard for me. I don't know. Got real quiet. And we'll do that with preachers. We'll do it with trustees. We'll do it with every. We'll do it with this sister and do it with that brother. What is a bunch of nonsense?
Yeah.
You want to know who you need to be worried about? You being right with God. Hallelujah. Let's make sure you're watching and praying first. Then you can worry about your neighbor. And you know what? It'll automatically make you worry about your neighbor. Because when you get down and pray, you'll be watching for him too.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Some people love the Lord. That's right. And they love all of him.
Yes.
Amen.
Again, we ain't no Trinitarians. We're not talking about just over here in the clouds somewhere. We're talking about the literal body of God, which is the bride of Christ. James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And too many of us are getting into a rat race of being a Christian. Trying to scurry about to be Christians. Trying to get it all done because we don't know. That ain't what he said. Brother Bram didn't even... He said, if I'm a potato farmer and the rapture's tomorrow, I'm going out and planting my potatoes.
Right.
You think, well, wouldn't you burn up the countryside trying to witness? Not if God didn't tell me to.
Amen. That's right.
You don't, there's truth. You don't cast pearls before swine.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Be patient. Wait, you said the coming of the Lord's coming. Yeah, be patient.
Amen.
Rest in the promise. Don't get ahead of God.
Amen.
That's right, brother, sister. You want to find a good athlete? Give me the. It'll be the man that does what he does and stays consistent and doesn't let pressure affect him. Doesn't let easy living affect him. You want to watch any time some of them big-time boxers, you know, they'll go out and they'll think, oh, I'll school this guy. I ain't got to worry about it. And they'll take the week off and just goof off and things. You know what happens? They usually lose.
Right.
Why? Because they weren't ready for the fight.
Right.
But had they just stayed in their same training regimen, hallelujah, yeah. They just would have stayed right with the word that they always believed, there would have been no problems at all when he came up. He would have been a chump.
Right.
Don't let the devil do that to you, brother and sister. You're more than a match for him.
Amen.
Some of y'all need some faith to believe that you, personally, with Christ, are more than a match for anything the devil's ever given any man. Unless this Son of Man couldn't take out all the kingdoms. Because you're part of that. The saints are what whipped the devil. He's going to get beat by a woman. The devil don't mind it. Or God don't mind the devil getting whooped. Hallelujah. Listen, even Brother Brandon, I agree, we should, I thank God for such a witness in this hour. I thank God for such a humble man that knew how to listen to the Spirit of God. But we tend to think that he earned these things. We tend to think that he worked hard to do this and that's why God honored him. No, he was sincere. He loved the Lord. See, that's so much different than being a robot. That's where we get too far off. Some people just pray and just read and just go to church just because it's the right thing to do, brother, sister. You've got to have your heart behind that.
Amen.
It changes everything. If I tell my wife I love her like a robot, it don't mean a whole lot. But when she knows my heart's behind it, and you know what? That'll produce actions.
Right.
But you can't make some cookie cutter religion like too many people want to do in this. Well, we got to do this. We got to say this. We sing this way. Brother, sister, I don't know. I don't know how you worship God, but the main thing I can tell is when you ain't.
Sure.
Worshiping the devil too much. Well, I'm too tired to worship God today. Well, you weren't too tired to watch the devil's program.
That's right.
Why? Because it's easier to listen to the flesh. It sure is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's autopilot for a human being.
Right.
That's right. That's cruise control.
Right.
Hallelujah. But it's time to just let go of the wheel altogether. And just slide on. I ain't talking passenger seat. I ain't talking the back seat. You go ahead and crawl in the trunk and say, Jesus, drive this thing. I ain't got no clue where I'm going. Amen. Listen now, Brother Branham, watchman, what of the night? Now here's a man that I've never seen. I know nothing of him. God knows that's true. And he don't know me. I don't know him. Only just he knows me. See, he's seen me, but I know nothing about you. Now, if the Holy Spirit is still the Holy Spirit, and I can submit myself to the Holy Spirit by divine gift to just relaxing myself. What, Brother Brandon? Just relax. Just relax yourself. Why? Because you know who you are.
Amen.
You don't see Jesus raising his voice. He didn't need to cast out devils. Everybody thinks you got to scream them out. No, you don't.
Right.
You got to believe, though.
Amen.
That's right. I don't know. We need to get this taken home. Just like you have to have... Oh, I got to back up then. And I can submit myself to the Holy Spirit by divine gift to just relaxing myself, just like you have to receive the Holy Ghost, to speak with tongues and things. You had to relax yourself, just let Him take over. That's what we're talking about. We ain't talking about relaxing like most people. I'm so predestinated, I can just lay here. We're talking about getting out of the way and saying, Lord, I believe your promises. I don't need to fret about this thing in my life. I don't need to fret about the bills. I don't need to fret about my body and my church. But if I could just relax myself to where you could come on the scene and then you could speak through my lips and pray the prayer I ought to pray with the faith I ought to have, then something will get done. That's right. It's time for the bride to let Christ be in you. Let Him live through you. And don't wait on somebody else. It's on you now. The move is on the bride.
Amen.
For the bride. That's thus saith the Lord. And God equipped you. He put you here for this time.
Amen.
It's not an accident. You weren't born the way you were just because. And if you were, whatever. Get born again.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Everybody says you're born this way, and anymore I don't even fight them. Sure, whatever. But you've never been born again, so it don't matter anyways.
Right.
Thank God we have.
Amen.
See what happens, and that's really all it takes. That's all it takes is for you as a believer You better put your feet down and say, I am a part of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When he said it was finished, that was for me.
Yes.
When he raised from the dead, that was for me.
Yes.
When he said these signs that I do, you do also, and even greater than this, that was personally for me.
Amen.
That is my inheritance.
Right.
And when I feel the Holy Spirit begin to move on me, it's time to quit trying to do anything.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Yep.
And that's right here in this building too. We're going to go try to do this. Try to no, relax yourself. Say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you, Lord. If I was supposed to prophesy something, I'm just going to give you my voice. You say it. Oh, my. If I'm supposed to pray for something. Now, look, you can't make the inspiration come. That's where your lack of faith is coming. You think you make that inspiration come. No, you don't. No, you don't. He brings it. It's up to you to yield to that. That's why the gifts of God are 100% relying on God. But God is still 100% relying on you. Because if you won't yield to him, he can't move.
Right.
Oh, no, no. If you come to church with a bad attitude, I don't care how much the inspiration of God's around here. Ain't going to do you no good.
Right.
If you come here doubting all the promises of God that they're for that brother, but not for me, then she ain't going to do you no good. It don't matter. You've got to believe the word for your day for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
How many loves the Lord today?
Amen.
Well, that's my message for today. Bride, get back in fellowship.
Amen.
Just stay in fellowship with God. You ain't trying to earn his favor. He gave it to you.
Yes.
We're saved by amazing grace.
Yes.
And if you'll just stay in fellowship, watch your trouble shed.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the problem. Don't take it on your own. Don't ever think that God expected you to.
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to get to church. Don't do that. Just go.
Amen.
I don't know how I'm going to overcome this lust. I'm not going to overcome this thing and this TV and this desire of the world. Shut up and get in the promise of God and say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Amen. Amen.
Israel and the church, 1953. Look, by one spirit we're all baptized into one body and become members of this body. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation of them that are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. And a man that's in Christ Jesus, a man that's in Christ Jesus walks after spiritual things. To the world, it's carnal mind, it's foolishness. But to them that believe, it's everlasting life. Amen. There you are. Oh my, how marvelous. Then what can harm you? You're in Christ.
Amen.
And just as sure as God raised Jesus from the dead, we'll come in Christ. Amen. Yes, we've got to. God's done promised it. For just as sure as that body goes up, I'm in that body. I have to go with it.
Amen.
Glory. Now you say, you believe in eternal security then, Brother Branham? In one way, I do. I believe that the church is eternally secure.
Amen.
The church is. God already said, God, the Almighty, never made a mistake, never can change his mind, already spoke and said it would appear before him without spot or wrinkle. But not me. I'm still going to have this problem. But not my wrinkle. It's still going to be there. You can't do that. Do you understand that you're not being humble? You're glorifying the devil.
That's right.
Amen.
And as you glorify the devil, you make God lose all the glory.
That's
why Brother Branham said, let your confession never be negative. Let it always be positive. We say, how can I, brother? Look at all these things in my life. Look how big a wretch I am. Brother, sister, that ain't what Paul did. He said, oh, what wretched man that I am. Who shall escape me? You know, when I want to do good, evil's present. What did he say? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't never let your testimony be negative. I don't care how negative it is. The battle's already won. Christ conquered it 2,000 years ago. You tell me he can't beat temptations of a 50-year-old man, 40-year-old man, 30-year-old man, teenager? Come on now. He did it. Hallelujah. And just in case anybody wanted to make excuses, he came in flesh himself and endured all temptations.
Right.
How many of you would have liked the Spirit to come to you and say, hey, go out in that wilderness. I'm going to let the devil tempt you for 40 days and you ain't going to eat or drink. You sure that's the Lord? I don't know. I don't think that was him. That's a little too hard for me. Brother, sister, he did it. But he didn't go to the wilderness to be by himself. He went there because that's where the Spirit told him to go.
Amen.
Glory to God. God's already said, let me finish that. I believe that the church is eternally secure. The church is, God already said it would appear before him without spot or wrinkle. The church will. Now the next thing, if you're in the church, then you are secured if you're in the church. And brother, sister, if you think, if you know in your heart, you've got to believe this. You've got to have an experience of you've received the new life of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You've been born again by the Spirit of God. There ain't enough devils in hell. Because they tried. Amen. They tried before you got it. There ain't enough devils in hell to kick you out of the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Impossible. Hallelujah. The Lord's coming. But we read there in Thessalonians, what's he coming? He's coming to the air. When the resurrection, he said the dead in Christ will rise first. That's right. But where's Jesus going to be? In the air. Come on now. The dead in Christ rise. And then what happens? We all together will go to meet him in the air. Amen. That is what the bride is. That's the coming of the Lord for the bride.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that we see he's appeared already. Because until you believe that that God is in you, you'll never have the faith to meet him up there. But if you can rest in his promise, if you can rest that before I had a name, he gave me a name.
Amen.
Before I made a mess of my name, I already had a name. Yeah. Before I tried to marry the world, I was already married.
Amen.
Eternally by the hand of God. Amen. And when he said that he'd come and whip the devil, when he said he'd destroy all the kingdoms of this earth, he already laid it right in the Bible. That's our job.
Amen.
How many of you think Jesus couldn't beat a devil? Got quiet. How many of you think that there was some sickness Jesus couldn't heal? How many of you think there's some temptation Jesus couldn't overcome? Then what's your problem? Because you tend to think your Holy Ghost ain't the one that filled Jesus on the River Jordan. It's a good Trinitarian doctrine again, but there's only one. There's only one Spirit of God. Now, he's got many attributes. Praise God, I'm looking at him. Amen. That's right. And until you believe that, don't expect the promises of God to come to pass. But if you can, just muster in your heart enough faith to say, Lord, that's for me. Watch the devils tremble. Watch what this word said. The kingdoms will shatter before you. I've watched it time and time again. Watch a saint of God finally get a revelation from God and the devil can't keep him out of church no more.
Amen.
Finally get a revelation from God and the devil can't keep him from reading the Bible.
Amen.
Devil can't keep him from praying. The devil don't know what to do with him anymore.
Amen.
But I'm not spiritual enough. Jesus is. And you got him.
Amen.
And by the Holy Ghost that's in you. Glory to God. Somebody believe it today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, you know what? I'm alive and remaining, but I've got something in me that I've got to go when he comes.
Amen.
I'm not looking for Jesus to come to the earth. I'm looking to go meet him.
Amen.
Remember what happened when they began to think, oh, my Lord delays his coming. What began to happen? They stopped looking out the window every night.
Right.
Stopped getting on their knees every night. Stopped worrying about the family altar every night. Said, turn, look at TV again. Turn to things of the world again. What did he say? You begin to beat each other's servants. That's exactly what happens. And what happens? They become legalists. And usually the thing they're legalistic about is the thing that they struggle with.
Sure.
They hide in the closet better than you.
Right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
There's a bride who ain't doing that.
Amen.
There's a bride. You know why? You want to know the real reason? You can't be a bride in the house no more. We're too late in the hour for that. You got to have the gown on.
Yes.
You got to go out there where you look like an idiot.
Right.
You got to be on the front line standing there with the bouquet saying he'll be here any minute.
Amen.
And when he comes, I'm going with him.
Amen.
That's right. You don't have no right to get in that chariot. Only I do. That's right. Just like Elijah, that chariot came down. It was looking for one man. That's right. Nobody else could jump on it. Even Elisha himself just watched him go on up. Glory to God. And the bride one day, everybody else be looking at her. All of a sudden, she'd be gone.
Right.
See, you got to see. Quit making a fairy tale. That's got to become reality.
Amen.
That one day, my coworkers, they ain't saved. Going to go. They're going to say, what happened to him?
Right.
Yes. He's gone. You say that on your job, ain't they? You're going to say that when they look down the street and say, I ain't seen nothing move at that house for a while. Oh, what's going on? By the time they'll even think to look, what's I don't know, maybe they moved or something. Maybe something happened. Maybe they got in a car wreck. It'll be too late. They won't care anymore because they're looking for the next football game, looking for the next team, and they just roll right on and never even see the bride left.
Right. Yeah.
They don't think none of this building. They don't think anything but now. Why would they think anybody when there ain't 20 people here for 4 hours a week?
Right.
Amen. Don't lose the vision, brother, sister. You're waiting on the coming. It's time to get ready for the going.
Amen.
Did you hear me? It's time for you as a believer to say, Lord, I'm looking, I'm watching, I'm praying, but in my heart I know until I'm just believing you. Amen. I'm just believing you, Lord, that when you come, I'm just going to be ready. I'm going to be sitting right here. You know, you think, well, if I was really spiritual, I wouldn't go to work. Shut up. Do your job.
Amen.
How about you pray there like supposed to?
Right.
That's right. Well, when it's really time, you know, we won't even do this. We won't even do that. No, that's the problem. That's exactly the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be like Enoch. Hey, I'm going on my daily walk with God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the problem. You ain't got no daily walk. You're going to miss that day.
Uh-huh.
But Enoch had a daily walk with God.
Amen.
And you know what it probably looked like? He was in a futuristic age like what we think, or just like us now.
Right.
He's just some guy walking down the road just talking to himself like an idiot. Just once in a while, I'll be like, oh, great Jehovah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, I love you. But the whole time, he was talking to somebody.
Amen.
He could see somebody.
Sure.
He might not see with these, but he knew he was there.
Amen.
That's right. You might recognize right now that somebody's in the building right here with us. Why? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't never change. And he's sitting here walking right next to all of us. How can he do that? Because he's God.
Amen.
Not a man. He's God. That's right. Not bound by anything.
Right.
All you got to do is think of it this way. Can God be in two places at the same time?
Yeah.
Of course he can. Why? God is not bound by time.
Right.
And God is not bound by time, not bound by space, not bound by the devil at all.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Enoch one day just had his hands up again. Only maybe a few people say, oh, they're all done looking at him. We've seen him every day walking like that. Crazy old man. Or actually, he's still kind of young in that day, right? He's only about 365. Not too bad. One day, he just disappeared. Nobody thought anything of it. Then there came another man who said, whoa, something about to happen.
Uh-huh.
That's when Noah came on the scene and say, it's going to get bad soon, boys. And there'll be a witness here after the bride's gone. And I hate to break it to most people, I don't think it'll be the Pentecostals. I don't think it'll be the Baptist. They're on the, you know, Brother Bram saw the vision of all the crazies dancing to rock and roll. That's who he saw over there.
Right.
But there were a few virgins who never got the Holy Ghost. There were a few that tried to live right, that tried and they knew better. Come on now. They never gave a full surrender. And it might be in the denomination, but it could be just as well in the message. It don't matter. The point is there's going to be a few people look around and say, they're gone. Those believers are gone. It's over. What then? Who's going to believe them? No one. No one. There was only five other virgins. Just as much as went, as much as left. Come on. At least in Jesus' parable, I don't know if it means anything. Brother Bram said he just picked a number 10. He said there was no necessarily significance, but the point being, there's only one Enoch go up. There was eight in the ark. Still ain't many people. Hallelujah. But one day, you know what? The flood did come. One day, everybody knew Noah was right. And everybody knew, I wish I would have just been Enoch and got out of here before any of this happened.
Sure.
Let's stand together today. Praise the Lord. Nineteen. God still moves. That's a G, Dad. You can remember it. God still moves. Help me out now. God still moves in the. I've got enough voice for it. If you don't know it, forget it. Sing something. He does not sleep on earth, nor does he sleep. Oh, God. He careth for you. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you. Sing it now. He careth for you. Sunshine or shadows, He cares for you. Sing it with all your heart now. For He cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. He worship Him now. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, He careth for you. Dad, just keep playing that. I'll just bow before Him. Let's take a moment to reflect on our lives. To reflect on our life before God. Solomon said, Lord, if Thy people be driven away, if they'll bethink themselves and repent and come back, forgive, Lord, and hear the prayer of Your servant. He even said, if there's a stranger in the land, but he believes the word, hear his prayer. When Solomon got done praying, the presence of God came into the temple. And it was so full that everybody knew all about it. Preachers couldn't even preach some more. Have you recognized the temple is now in you? Hallelujah. And the same prayer still applies. If you'll turn to the temple, if you'll turn to the mercy seat, if you'll turn to where God's presence is, that's all it was. That's all the temple was all about, was back behind those curtains, back in that holies of holies was an Ark of the Covenant. And that was just wood and stone and metal. But above that, between the wings of the cherubims, was a pillar of fire. That's what everyone in Israel turned to worship. Now that God that you're looking for, that God that you think's in the sky, He's condescended Himself. Now He's in your heart. You won't find that mercy seat nowhere else. It's in you. It's in the believer. Get right before Him, I pray. You pray your prayer of faith as Solomon did. And God will come on the scene. He'll bring you back to fellowship. He promised to. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Why? Because He still cares about you. He still loves you. He loves you enough to tell you the truth. He loves you enough to help you out through it. Hallelujah. That's why He gave you the Holy Ghost. It's overcoming power. It'll beat the devil. It'll beat every temptation. It'll beat everything that Laodicea can throw at you. The Holy Ghost is more than enough to defeat it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just encourage your faith tonight, today rather. Devil's trying to bring that cold season on the church. I hear it. If you have a symptom, cold, cough, whatever. Let's lift it up right now. We're going to have a group congregation prayer. Think of your brothers, sisters. Think of each other. We understand trials and temptations, but Lord, the Lord's making a way out. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, we know how the devil this season likes to run rampant. But Lord, we pray for this church. We pray for one another. Let Satan's hand be bound. And as for a testimony of your grace, Lord, you'll keep these demons of oppression on our flesh away. These sicknesses, colds and sniffles and things. Let us not go back to what the world says. It's just the season. Lord, may we stay in heavenly places. That we're in a different season. We're in a season where the Word has preeminence, Lord, and we can still have our good health. Committed over all these, the children that don't know no different. We pray for them especially, that, Lord, you'll protect them. We pray for us as adults, Lord, that we'll never bow down our faith, but we'll stand on the Word of God and know that you're more than faithful. Commit it to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now believe that for yourself. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for never failing. Thank you for healing my brother. Thank you for healing my sister. Thank you for bringing us all back to that good health, that joy of the Lord. Praise His name. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let nothing else come out of your mouth. Don't let nothing else roost in your head. Let the Word of God take the preeminence today. I am the Lord that heals all thine infirmities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if God can do that, which I believe He has, how much more can He restore your soul? How much more can He care about your heart than He does about this body He's going to change anyways? Glory to God. Don't ever doubt Him. Don't ever disobey, brother, sister. If you look at the times where you have such a hard time talking to God, trail it back. You just didn't listen to Him. That's it. You just didn't listen. If you'll listen, you'll be like Daniel. Sure, I'll go in the lion's den, but it'll be all right. Be like the Hebrew boys. I know that fiery furnace is hot, but I ain't going to die today. I know the church is getting cold and formal, but Lord, by the grace of God, I'll still be standing. I'll still love you. I'll still give you my heart. I'll still be able to praise your name. I'll still lift my hands to you. And not just that, I'll lift my heart to you. I'll give you my life. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to forget about excuses and recognize that the Word of God's greater than all that. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're the saints of the Most High, brother, sister. You've got to put yourself there. That you're one of them. You're one of them that Daniel saw come and take the kingdom from the devil and make an everlasting kingdom. You were one of them. You're still one of them. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For those that would like prayer today, you can come forward now. I'm going to let Dad lead in some songs. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come with a heart full of faith. Come believe in what you ask. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Feel free to worship Him. Feel free to get into the Spirit that's here around you. Quit letting it be around you and jump into it. Say, Lord, that's me. Glory to God. That's your presence, Lord, and you're inviting me to walk with you. Lord, I'm going to walk right here starting in church and be able to worship you in the Spirit. Let you speak through my lips, Lord. Let you love through my heart. Let you pray through my mind. Say the things that you once said, Lord. Jesus, I believe you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just letting the atmosphere get just right because I do feel Him here. That's that power from on high. But relax yourself now. Say, Lord, that's you. You're inviting me back. You're inviting me back to the promises of God. You're inviting me back to that first love. You're inviting me back to where I want to be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be sincere as you know how to be. It's just Him. Jesus, I lay my hand on the Lord.
Justin's foot. Pray, Lord, that you'll come and heal him. By his faith, Lord, I agree with him. Make it all better. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. We'll pray. Fellowship. Repents before you, Lord. I pray the Holy Spirit just anoint him down to the soul. Bring forth new life, consecration to you. Power from on high, Lord, to be able to live the Christian he knows he is. Grant it to him, Lord, we pray. And gather in faith as Christian brothers. So if two of you agree on anything, I'll do it. Lord, we commit it to you now. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Fulfill your word. We'll bring souls to you as you have before. Healing and power and virtue as you never held us yet, Lord. Honor my sister's faith as you have so many times before. Just once more, Lord, would you move on the scene? Use this little cloth anointed with the Holy Ghost, we pray. As she stands in the gap for others, I pray for her, Lord. You'll give her strength and body to be able to serve you, Lord. Be able to lift her hands, be able to stand and praise because she wants to in her heart. I know she's older, Lord, but we know that you still care for her. She don't have to suffer like that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pronounce this healing. Above all things, Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for hearing our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sis. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and lift your voices, lift your lives before him. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I want to be like him.
You can by the Holy Ghost today.
To be like Jesus.
His name's in your heart.
To be like Jesus.
Just lift your voice this afternoon.
On earth. I long to be like him.
Don't you love him today?
all through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask my Lord to be thy King.
Sing it again.
To be thy King.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
To be thy Jesus. Oh,
praise you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
All through life's journey.
All of life's journeys.
From earth to glory.
Yes, Lord.
I only ask my Lord to be thine.
I feel like going on. That ain't what I want.
I'm going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like I feel like going on. Yeah, I feel like going on. Though trials come on every end, I feel like going.
We got it now. Come on.
Yes, I feel like going on. Oh, I feel like going on. Though trials come on every end, I feel.
Yes, Lord, just one step closer to you.
Oh, yes, I feel like.
Believe it now. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, I feel like going on. Though trials come on every end, I feel like going on.
Well, if you feel like going on, going, yes, feel like traveling, I want to sing that. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. Oh, I feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Oh, I feel like traveling.
It's glittering towers.
It's glittering. Hours of sun outshine. I feel like traveling on.
That heavenly mansion.
That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling.
Praise
on.
His name.
Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. its flames devour, or waves overflow. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling.
Sing that chorus one more time.
Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Amen. Clap and praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.